I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. It's your boy Cody here. We're back for an eviction episode. Obviously, for those of you that were watching the show, paying attention, you know that I was maybe doing some traveling this week and was going out to LA. We were filming something, doing a nice little recap episode of what's happened on this season to date, all the craziness that's been going on. And that episode is going to be premiering on CBS this Tuesday. Do not miss it. Guys, I appreciate everybody that joins us here each and every week. I really do appreciate it because the work that goes into this to see you guys come in here is really awesome. All the comments that were left. So please, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel, turn on those notifications, like the video, leave a 5-star review if you are listening on audio. I have to say, after the episode that I put out regarding the veto meeting, seeing all the comments that came into the channel, one, all the chili pepper comments, the red chili pepper that everybody left in the comments, I appreciated it. I was liking all of the ones that I was noticing, you know, while I was traveling and stuff. I was responding to people's comments. There was a lot of comments on the last episode. And so I'm going to touch on some of those, right? So some of the comments that were left, one, I appreciate it. Whether you agree or don't agree, whether you have a difference of opinion or agree along, I love it because I love having an open conversation, especially around Big Brother, because I know that when you watch these episodes and you're watching the show, we all are going to feel differently about how other people are playing the game. Maybe some of your favorites you think are playing a better game than I'm thinking. Maybe some of mine are playing better than what I think your favorites are doing. And I am all about having a conversation, and it's a normal disagreement. Like, these are things that happen and occur. And so I just want to say shout out to everybody that left comments on the last video. It was really, really refreshing and really nice to see difference of opinions and seeing how people felt, whether they agreed or disagreed. So I want to shout everybody out. And honestly, the amount of people that were liking the video, really do appreciate it. So again, share, like these videos. It's a really cool community that we have here on this channel, and I love you guys, and I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I want to get that out of the way right at the jump. Okay, so some of the comments, and I responded to some of you that left these comments, and you were talking about, you know, so just a quick recap. The veto was used by Tucker last week on Angela, didn't use the veto on himself, which was one of the most crazy things we've seen to date. You know, we've seen it in the past where the person doesn't use the veto on themselves. And you almost thought we were getting to a point of like, we would never see that again. And we got that from Tucker. And Tucker is the gift that keeps on giving this season. He is off the wall. And is it good gameplay what he's doing? No. Is it going to paint a huge target on his back? Absolutely. And he's going to put himself now in a position of win or go home. Like, if you don't win, you're going to go home. You're too big of a threat. You're too good at competition. So for me, and we'll jump into that when we get to the eviction and the AI arena, but the veto was used on Angela. And I said, I put fault on Cedric. And people were coming in the comments talking about stuff on the feeds. And we ended up seeing some of that stuff in the episode on Thursday, actually. And I still am holding firm in what I said. And I'll tell you why. When you're the HOH and it is your HOH week, you're the one that holds the power of who goes on the block, what moves are happening. Because without your consent, somebody may want another person in the house on the block. And if you're not willing to put them up, that person's not going on the block. So what I was saying in regards to Cedric and how I put blame on him for how this HOH went is not because what we all saw is that he went over to Tucker and said, I don't think we have the numbers. That's not telling Tucker enough. We've all been watching, right? We all see Tucker. We see how he's acting. We see how he almost seems bored in the house and he wants to spice things up. And it's not really rational. Like, it's not super strategic in how he's making his decisions. It seems very emotion driven. And so when you're dealing with somebody like that, who kind of is, Tucker's a big personality. He says a lot of different things in the house. And when you're the HOH and you have a personality like that in the house, you need to make sure that there is not any blurred lines. And I'm telling you right now, when you're in that house, if you are not clear cut saying, Tucker, I am not putting Quinn on the block. That's not what I want to do. Now, we saw the conversation with Tucker and Cedric where he's talking about the plan, and Tucker feels like, you know, if this move happens, none of the blowback is going to go on Cedric and all of it's going to go on Tucker. And Cedric didn't do a great job of being like, bro, what are you talking about? If you use the veto and I put up the replacement nominee, that is 100% going to blow back on me, whether you think it is or not. Like, what, you don't have mind control over me to make the decision for me. I have to still make the decision. So I'm not comfortable putting Quinn on the block. That's not what I'm doing. I'm going to expose Mackenzie's power. That's who I'm putting on the block. All right. We've talked about this. I'm going to put Mackenzie up. I'm not putting Quinn on the block. That's what needed to be said to Tucker. No blurred lines there. I'm not doing X. I'm doing Y. And so when I give my opinion on things, it's very clear how...
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm saying I think Cedric should have handled the situation, because if I was in the house, and when I was in the house, if there was something that, you know, somebody wanted to happen, I'll give you an example. On the All-Star season, Tyler wanted Danny on the block. I had a very good relationship with Tyler. I also had a very good relationship with Danny, much like Cedric does with Quinn. Now, Tucker doesn't know that Cedric is very comfortable with Quinn, doesn't know that he's in alliances with Quinn. And so you have to tiptoe around conversations where you don't give up too much information to let the other person know, hey, I'm actually working closely with them, but I'm not going to do what you want. And so Tyler was in a situation with me on the All-Star season, and Tyler really wanted Danny on the block. And we were seeing as a group different things that were happening where, yeah, could Danny going up and on the block been something that had, like, could be done? Yeah. But was that something that I was going to do? Never. Absolutely not. She was never going to go on the block when I was the HOH. And so I would very clearly say it to Tyler, Ty, I'm not doing it. That wouldn't be good for me. That would ruin a relationship that I have with her. If you want to do it, I'm behind you, all for it. If you do get the power and that's the route you want to go, I'm with you, bro. That could have been how Cedric had the conversation with Tucker. But hey, this is not happening in my HOH. And that's what did not happen. I don't see the side of it where you're like, oh, he told him, use it on yourself, bro. We don't have the numbers. It's like telling somebody that's thinking irrationally and being very sporadic, bro, I don't think we have the numbers. Thinking, Tucker's going to turn and go, I think we do. And he's going to still stick to the plan. So it's not a matter of thinking you have the numbers or not have the numbers. It's very matter of fact. I'm not using the veto. I'm not going to put Quinn up if you use the veto. On yourself, on Angela, on Kenny, I don't care. I'm not putting him on the block. And that's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. So I love it. I saw the comments. I was responding to some of you, but I really wanted to kind of get on here and start off with that. Because what we saw transpire was the blow up happen. A lot blew up in Cedric's face. Now, what I will say is Cedric still came out of this looking good, because it almost showed everybody that side of Tucker. And Cedric came out smelling like roses, because people almost were like, well, I really trust Cedric and I like Cedric and I don't agree with what Tucker was saying or doing or how he was acting. So it really made him, you know, look like he was in a good position. But at the end of the day, you don't want stuff like this happening during your HOH. And so, and I know Cedric did not want stuff like this happening. So that's all I'm saying about that. Okay. Let me know down below if you agree, if you still don't agree, if you think what Cedric said to him was very clear and he shouldn't have done what he did. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. You're entitled to your opinion and I love it. Okay. Alrighty. So we have Tucker uses the veto on Angela. Angela comes off the block. Mackenzie goes up. America's veto gets used. We don't have anybody on the block. We let America vote. America votes for the replacement nom. And what does America do? They hand the House a golden opportunity by putting Quinn on the block. Quinn goes on the block by America. So we have Tucker, Kenny, and Quinn on the block to battle it out during the BBAI arena. Okay. Now, if I'm a house guest, it's really interesting and it's really tough to kind of go through this from an outside perspective. And I want everybody to really, really take note of this specific statement. It is so much easier to think clearly outside as a viewer and go through what the right decision would be as a viewer. Now, as a player, I have to say, if I was in a big group, like if I was a Cedric or a Brooklyn or a Chelsea, and I'm in that group, and this information comes out about Quinn, it would definitely make me view Quinn differently. But does that mean I would implode one of my numbers? I don't know that I would do that just yet, right? Because Quinn has not shown to the people in that group that he would be doing anything to hurt their games. So it's really tough. So as a viewer, I was watching, I was like, oh my God, golden opportunity. Go after Quinn. This is perfect. He's been lying to everybody. Now, what I will say is as a player, I'd be thinking, wait a minute. So I'm in multiple alliances with Quinn.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
And he lied to me about the power multiple times, but he did tell Chemo. And then Chemo decided to tell Tucker. So if I'm working with Quinn, I'm definitely going to have an eyebrow raised every time I'm having a conversation with him, because you don't know if you're getting the full truth from him. And you know that there's somebody else in the house that is getting full truth from him. And that's Chemo. Nobody knows about the relationship that Chemo, Quinn, and T-Core have, and the alliance that they have as the visionaries. But it should definitely tip off some people in the house that I know are gaming, like a Chelsea needs to be aware of that. And I say Chelsea is my front runner for the season so far. Think she's playing a great game. You have to pick up on things like that. Like why don't you want to put that person on the block? Or why did that person not tell you? Like these are things that people have to start paying attention to. Like for Tucker, it would be, well, why don't you want to put Quinn on the block? For me, I'd be like, that there's got to be something deeper. Now, I don't think Tucker's thinking in terms of that. I just think he probably thinks Cedric was scared. But I'm talking about game sense. And so it's like, you need to start thinking in terms of, why are there people that know this information and I should know it and I don't? So that's what I will say when it comes to the Quinn situation. There are people that are in an alliance with him, like Brooklyn, for example. I saw Brooklyn. There was a clip where Brooklyn was talking and was like, I got to be honest with you. I know he lied to us. I know he had this power and has been lying the whole time, but I still really trust him. You would never hear that come out of my mouth. My response to it would be, hey, so I know that we're working with Quinn. I don't feel like it's a good time for us to implode and go after each other, because if Quinn did use that power, I don't think he would have used it against me, but I'm definitely going to keep him on my radar and pay attention, because Brooklyn was somebody that Quinn came to after the alliance started and was like, hey, we're on the bottom of this alliance. And so we may be the collective. We're on the bottom of this alliance. So maybe we should, you know, keep an eye on that. It's like Quinn has been playing the game to so many people, and that should have raised an eyebrow for people. Be like, okay, he's playing the game with me. He told Chemo that he had this power. He also told Angela that he had this power. Like, there's stuff that he's doing in this game that should make me not, he shouldn't be somebody I fully trust, but maybe somebody that I work with until I can, you know, gather numbers to go after someone like that. So that's how I feel about this whole situation. With Quinn going on the block with America's veto, I don't know that as an alliance member of his, I would be sending him home, which ultimately that's what they decide to do. They don't send him home. You know, they go into the AI arena. Tucker crushes another competition. It wasn't even close. The AI arena competition between Tucker, Quinn, and Kenny wasn't close. Tucker smoked them. I want to say Tucker got 25 and the closest was like 7. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's not even close. And it brings me to the point of Tucker now has almost exposed himself as a really good player in competitions. So you don't want to do that this early in the game. We've seen it play out season over and over again where somebody's really good at competitions early and nobody wants that person near the end of the game, right? We saw it with Michael. We've seen it with Frank Udy. There's people that you want to win competitions early to solidify your relationships. So you win an HOH. Hey, I got your backs. I'm part of the plan. Maybe one of your alliance members wins an HOH. You win the veto. You're like, hey, we're going along with your plans this week. I got your back. But you don't want to be winning a ton. And with the addition of a competition in the AI arena, you don't want to be showing people how good you are at winning these comps this early in the game because nobody's going to want to go near you at the end. And as the numbers start to dwindle, nobody's going to want to be like, okay, well, there's a really good chance this person's getting picked for the veto. I don't want to go against them. So now Tucker has ultimately just exposed himself as a good player in competitions. And I think it's going to make Tucker be in the situation of now I have to win or else I'm going home, which this early in the game, it's not a good position to be in. So that's really difficult, but Tucker wins a competition. We have Kenny and Quinn on the block and the house sends Kenny home. I have to say it. Listen, like I liked Kenny early on, but when somebody is constantly going through this and, you know, I understand Big Brother is a pressure cooker. It's a very emotional game. It's a very mentally taxing game. You don't get to sleep properly. And just like a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, the lights in the Big Brother house, and for the people that watch the live feeds, I feel like they know this, but maybe for the viewers that are just watching the live shows, you don't really know this about this about being in the house. The LED lights that are on you 24/7 when the lights are on are piercing to your eyes. Brutal, brutal. Now, depending on how often you get the backyard can help, because if you have the backyard, now you're getting outside, you're getting some natural sunlight. But when you're in the house and you have those bright lights on all day long, it literally is burning your retinas. And so I remember going to sleep at night in the Big Brother house and finally putting something over my face because one night I made the mistake of not doing it. And in the morning when they blast the lights on and they play music to wake the house up, it literally is like somebody takes a fist and punches you in the back of your eyes. That's how piercing the lights are there. And so going to bed, your eyes are like throbbing. Your head is racing at 100 miles an hour. So you're not sleeping well. You miss your family. If you're on the outskirts like Kenny was, you're having a really tough time. And so it was time for Kenny to go. It was definitely time for Kenny to go. Like, I think Kenny liked competing, but there's a whole different element of the game that you need to do in order to kind of push through. And honestly, the craziest thing was is watching that situation and see how Kenny kind of caved gave me like a view of someone who has recently won the game in Taylor, because Taylor was also in that position early on. Everybody was targeting her. Everybody wanted her out of the house. Somehow it kind of went her way. She was on the block. She stayed and she was ostracized a lot and people were coming after her. Like, we saw blowups happen her way and she just never folded. She never caved. She never was like, I miss the outside. She was like, no, I want to win this game. And so like when you're in those situations, listen, don't get me wrong. We saw it. You can win the game, but like the mental fortitude that you need in order to do it is really like, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I think it was time for Kenny. The week played out. I'm not going to do any spoilers for what we're going to see in the episode tonight, but I'm going to have this episode out before Sunday night's episode. I'm recording here on Sunday, but I just wanted to come in here, recap. Make sure you guys are tuning in on Tuesday. We're going to be going through Taylor, Jag, and myself are recapping what we've seen to date in the Big Brother house, this chaotic season. We weigh in on the show, weigh in on the cast, some of the things that are happening, how we feel about it as a viewer on the outside. I will say this season has been great so far. I already know who won the HOH. I already know who won the vetoes. I'm not going to spoil that here, but my goodness, we are just getting started, people. It's crazy. This season has been wild. We're just getting started. Okay. This is going to be an extremely memorable first half of the season. And it's going to go down as one of those. It's going to go down. This season is going to be remembered for the chaos that we've seen. And shout out to the cast, because when I was seeing the cast early on, I was like, I don't know how I feel about the cast. I don't know what they're going to do. Wow. Completely exceeded expectations. I'm super excited. So that's what I'm thinking so far. Some of the players that I think are in a really good position. Chelsea, obviously, I really like Chelsea. There's Brooklyn, who's in a really good position. Then there's a bunch of people that are just floating by right now. And, you know, like Angela's going to be a target. Tucker's going to be a target. Anybody associated with them, like McKenzie will be a target. Then there's some floaters, right? We have people that are just floating in the middle. That's like your Leahs, your T-Cores, your Chemos. They're just kind of floating. They're all like in the same category. You have people that know the game like Joseph, but he's just in the middle right now. You have Cam, who's just he's just floating by right now, just hoping that nobody targets him because he's an athletic build guy. And then you have people that are like actively working in the game. Like I said, Joseph is kind of in the middle. I think Joseph is going to be somebody that ends up trying to make some moves because he's noticing things that I'm seeing on the feeds. He's talking to Quinn. Quinn's a mover and shaker in this house. Chelsea's a mover and shaker in this house. So I'm excited to see how this season shakes out. I appreciate you guys again. I'm going to follow it up at the end. Leave a review. If you're listening on audio, leave us a 5-star review. If you're on YouTube, like, comment on the video, share the video out. I appreciate you guys. We're not going to do any end of the video comment this time. For those of you that made it, I was blown away with how many people left the Red Chili Pepper for the season that has been on fuego so far. So, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I love that we have this community here. It's a lot of fun for me to jump in here and weigh in on the seasons. Again, I have guests coming in hot. I have a great guest next week. We're going to be recapping the week. I have a fire guest coming in a couple weeks. So we're excited. I love you guys here. I appreciate you for joining me here on the Winner's Circle. We'll be back on our regular schedule coming out Friday after the round of eviction. See you guys then.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.